main reasons for Visual Studio starting our Azure journey were severalfold. One, there were some customer and cadence reasons. Visual Studio had been shipping for a long time on 2 and 3 year schedules, and we had this consistent customer feedback that they wanted us to deliver value more frequently. It also came from the employee side that our employees were very unhappy with sort of the old way of working. Now, let's say today I ship my product, and right after I ship it, I get some customer feedback that, oh, I sure wish you'd done this other thing differently. And I look at it and go, shoot, you're right. I should have done it that way. Well, in 2 years, you can have it. I'll fix it. It'll be done tomorrow, and in 2 years, you can have it.
The world that we're walking in today is a mobile-first and cloud-first world, where the expectation of the updating of the applications on your mobile devices are frequent, and the shipment of your services is continuous. In that kind of release cycle, the demand people have on the tools is actually also very high. And together with that, Microsoft is releasing so many different platforms that Visual Studio is the only tool to support. That really caused us to rethink what is the right cadence for us to release new values and deliver new features to our customers.
And so we needed processes that allowed us to build software more incrementally, deliver it to customers faster, and get that feedback that helps us really make something better.
It's not something that happens overnight. You know, I get asked a lot, what's it like, you know, for developer division, this big battleship that you have to steer, and you know, it's slow and it moves, and it's how do you do that? And the reality is, developer division isn't a battleship that we have to steer and move. It's 3,000 canoes that we have to orchestrate and turn and maneuver. And
we need to give Agile teams the ability to make decisions for themselves. And that's a very creative process. They're going to get hands-on and sort of control their own destiny. They need to understand how what they're doing fits into the grand scheme of things. And I think Agile teams are finding that if you can give your teams that creativity, efficiency, the elimination of waste, just go through the roof.
The primary benefit of Agile development techniques is about delivering the software you want at the time you deliver it, instead of delivering the software you think you want at the time you ask for it. That really boils it all down to that simple point.